Oh, Shane is coughing. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
I don't know, but I got to pee. Can I go pee real quick?
Yeah. Oh, I need to stop recording. Yes, you can. I'm looking at this list of things that Manny Jacinto has been in. And first of all, I don't see Pen 15 or whatever it is. But also, he's in something called Brand New Cherry Flavor. And I guess it's a horror show. It's like this woman is biting on this thing that looks like a bug. Maybe it's a cherry. But it kind of looks like an eyeball as well. I can't tell what it is. But she's crying. I feel like it's supposed to be a horror movie. Brand New Cherry Flavor. I'm just going to... It's a small photo, so I'm going to look for a... Cherry Flavor. It doesn't look like something that you act in after you become really famous. Oh, it is. It's a cherry eyeball. That's weird. Copy image address. Let's see if I can put it in the... Yeah. I mean, what... Doesn't that kind of, if it was small, wouldn't you think it was kind of a bug? Because the cherry stem kind of looks like a leg of a bug. And then there's an eyeball, but it's a red cherry with a stem. Like, it's weird. And she's crying. It must be a horror something. It's on Netflix. But I've never heard of it. Now I kind of want to see what it's about. Since Mark and I watch so much TV, we're always looking for new things to binge. based on the cover, it does not look like a winner. That does not look like a cover of a winning series. I wonder if it's in Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see. It's a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, it's one of these drug things. I don't know if I'd like it. It says a filmmaker heads to Hollywood in the early 90s to make her movie, but tumbles down a hallucinatory rabbit hole of sex, magic, revenge, and kittens. I don't know. Those drug-related movies and TV shows and stuff, they weird me out. I'm surprised I've never heard of it, though. I mean, that's not a bad Rotten Tomatoes score. It's got a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb. So Cyclone posted the photo, the thing for The Silence of the Lambs. And I just have to say, I love Silence of the Lambs. I love that. I liked all of the movies. And I was okay with the Jodie Foster replacement. Although I really like Jodie Foster and I think she's the best. But the lady, I can't remember her name now, but the lady who kind of replaced Jodie Foster, I was okay with her. Yes, all of the Silence of the Lambs movies, there was more than one. There was one called Red Dragon. I think that was the last one. And then there was all of the Silence of the Lambs movies. Anthony Hopkins wasn't in all of them, or maybe he was. I think he was in at least one of the. Let's see. Oh, yeah, he was in Red Dragon. There's Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, Red Dragon, Hannibal Rising. Yeah, I think those are the movies. And they actually say there was a 1986 movie called Manhunter
Sorry, I'm back.
Oh, because this is every Hannibal Lecter movie adaptation in order. So Manhunter was the first one, then Silence of the Lambs, then Hannibal, then Red Dragon, then Hannibal Rising. And then there was a TV series called Hannibal.
Yep. And then they made it
2013 to 15.
The best one was the Saturday morning cartoon, Hannibal Lecter and Friends, which was the... super
anyway.
Fun. Super fun.
Anyway, super you know what? I don't know if I've seen... I know I've seen Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, and Red Dragon. I don't know if I've seen Hannibal Rising or not. Not sure.
You didn't put it up on the thing. We got to talk about Citizen Mark.
Oh.
No, I mean, we'll talk about it on the next show. We'll talk about
Citizen Mark. Yeah. We were going to talk more about work in the after.
Yeah,
life.
But I don't know if I want to. I feel like if I say what I was going to say, I might be just like tempting fate.
Okay.
Not that I'm superstitious.
Mark always says I shouldn't say someone might die or is going to die because I'm bringing it on somehow.
Yeah, but
although I don't believe in that, but
it's like I listened to you talk about your Sunday scaries, and then the I saw an article a couple of days after that about, you know, how to avoid the Sunday scaries, and I'm like, is this a thing?
Oh yeah,
because honestly. You know what I do on Sundays? I'm just like, oh, tomorrow I'm going to do that thing with the with my group, and we're going to work on this thing that we're working on. And it's like, I look forward to work every day. In fact, I kind of, you know.
Oh, I have not always hated my job, but I can say I've never had a job where Sunday night I was looking forward to Monday.
Really?
In my entire working life. I haven't always hated my job, but I've never had a Sunday night where I'm like, oh, you know, I told Mark the other day, I would love to work at a gas station. They have all of these ladies who have no teeth at the local gas station. I'm like, I'm sure I could get a job there.
Well, it is Arkansas. Here's the thing though. I currently, one of the projects that I'm working on are making, get this, you'll love this. I'm making 5-minute Friday videos. So I'm putting out weekly 5-minute Friday videos on some topic of tech, right? So how to tame your Teams notifications, or how to, you know, the tricks in group chat, or how to find messages that have been sent in any different, you know, how to search for things, how to share files. He's like, all these kind of things. It's super fun. I'm basically I'm basically making YouTube videos that are circulated internally at the company, and I'm having a blast doing it.
They told me that I could do a podcast, that I could make videos for the products and stuff like that. But it's on top of all the other stuff that I do, and I don't have time. Like, I would enjoy doing that stuff. But I can't find the time to do anything extra. I scripted something that I needed to do that was going to be, and I was going to have to generate reports on like some frequent basis. And I love scripting things. I love automating things. And my boss knows that I like coding and stuff like that. And I told her, I automated this thing. And her response to me was, that's not your job to be scripting things. That's a waste of your time. You need to be doing other stuff. I'm like, so you're telling me don't do something that I enjoy because that's not my, and you know, it was something that made me more productive. Ugh. And I don't hate my boss actually, but I was like, wow. Like, I can't do this one thing that I enjoy that actually makes me more productive because that's not my,
the takeaway message to me there is you can still do it. Just don't tell her.
So, well, yeah, like, I know. But
the problem was you were trying to get credit for it, and you were
credit. I just brought it up.
So I mean, no, that's how I ended up doing these basically YouTube videos at work, right? I just kept a steady stream of pressure on people to, you know, use different tools, right? And to the point that you know, we have these regular lunch and learn sessions, and I volunteered to run one of, you know, to do one of those on, you know, Office 365 at the time, which is now Microsoft 365. But it's like, no, let me do, you know, on the differences between OneDrive, SharePoint, and like how you share files and all the different ins and outs of that. And I did this hour long lunch and learn that got just a ton of feedback from it. And from that, then other people asked me to, you know, like, hey, how do we set this up to, you know, to do this, which led me to setting up like different teams workflows and stuff like that. And so I eventually I became like the teams guy. Right. But then, you know, I basically said to my boss, like, look, I have this idea to do these 5-minute videos because people are having a lot of problems grokking this stuff. And it's like, you know, I think that an hour lunch and learn is just too much information shoved into those things. So yeah, let's just break it down a weekly, like a little 5-minute thing, and pre-do a whole bunch of them. And, you know, he volunteered, you know, like try this topic, that topic, and everything. So it's like, I'm doing this as part of my job only because I had done the legwork of doing those lunch and learns and people seeing that, okay, well, this is valuable and whatnot. So it's like, I feel like, on the one hand, yes, I did extra work at one point in time of doing the prep for those lunch and learns, for those presentations, which is not part of my job. So I did spend time outside of my job doing those things. But those are things that I like doing. But now I can now incorporate it into part of my job. Ideally, right, these 5-minute lunch and learn things, we can then move on to doing more types of tutorial things of, you know, agile tutorial stuff and whatnot. So I could actually move into doing more of those types of things. So I feel like, you know, I'm kind of creating the path to do what I want to do. So I feel like you've got a lot of excuses. And I want you to ask yourself this very honest question. Are you afraid to succeed? Like, so are you self-sabotaging yourself because you're like, then I'll have to do extra work. But you do extra work every, you do a 5-day-a-week podcast. That's extra work.
The reason I can guarantee you, the reason I haven't done a podcast is because I'm a podcaster and I'm like, what if it sucks?
How would it,
you know, and then like, you know, I mean, what if I suck at doing like a corporate, you know, podcast or whatever. And it's, you know, same thing for the videos. It's fear, I think.
I mean, the nice thing about my 5-minute Friday videos is I have to write a script for it. I have to do a lot of editing to keep it, you know, when you have a 5-minute timer on the screen, right, you're keeping it. So I have to make it very, you know, like, and it gets complicated. Like, so it's like some of those video, like the video on the Teams notifications, I spent a better part of a day filming, you know, the notification guy pestering you about the, hey, by the way, hey, Steve really liked your comment. You know, it's like, and it was like, so I was sitting here doing the tutorial and then another version of myself tapped myself on the shoulder, like, hey. And it's like, yes. And then I had to film it from another angle where he's just like, Steve really liked your notification, right? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like just pointing out how annoying the notifications were in, you know, that kind of a way there. So it's like, it was fun, but I was able to, you know, squeeze all of that into 5 minutes and it kind of keeps you on track and it, you works your editing skills down pretty good. So I'm enjoying it. I truly am. Right now I'm writing little programs with my team for internal processes and stuff. And I'm basically kind of coaching them to write it. So as I can go in and do the design work and when they get stuck, I can go, oh no, do this and this and this. So I'm enjoying doing that. I'm enjoying doing my videos. I'm having a blast right now at my work. See, I don't want to jinx it.
I'm glad for you. I'm happy that you're happy.
But I am having
I'm super psyched that you're happy. That looks like an anus.
It does. The it's the Nova Atlantic Salmon Party Wheel.
I'm sure that was the point of posting the picture, is because it looks like an anus.
Well, it is the party wheel. Find a job that involves travel.
You are still.
Oh, you know what? Kathy Marshall has a very good point here. Parents of kids don't like to travel. So if you express that you are willing to travel, they'll find a position that requires travel that they'll put, because getting people that can actually like travel 4 or 5 days a week.
The Spit Valve Factory won't right now because they've basically put a halt to all travel because of the economy.
Yep.
So it's like everything is over Zoom. There is no, unless it's like emergency, like a, you have to go somewhere. There is no travel. But yeah, I mean, I've thought finding a job where I had to travel, but then everybody always like, oh, you think you'll like travel until you start traveling for work. And then
I mean, but you
nobody
can say that
who
about,
travels for work likes it.
See, that's such bullshit. It's like people say that about Disney, right? Oh, yeah, you think you like Disney, but if you go there too often, then you're going to start hating it or whatever. It's like, do I have bad times at Disney? Are there times where things happen at Disney that are bad? Yeah, of course there are. The, you know, it's raining or, you know, some like my H2O glow night gets shut down or whatever. Those are disappointing things, but there's more good things than bad. I still enjoy Disney immensely. You can't just dwell on the negative all the time.
True.
Kathy
wow,
Marshall
Mark's going to bed early.
Oh, was that him texting you?
Yeah. he secretly likes to go to bed early.
Well, you know, now that he's an American.
I just keep him up.
Now that he's American, he can go on the Thanksgiving Holland America cruise.
I think he would have been able to do that before.
I listened to...
I don't think we're going anywhere, or that's going anywhere, that he wouldn't have been able to get in. But what did you listen to?
I listened to this new podcast. And when I say new, I mean very new. It was their very first episode.
Have you already emailed and or texted and or tweeted them offering to little tips about their audio?
No, but I really want to.
It's coming, I'm sure.
Because I feel like content-wise, it was pretty good. There were a couple that were chatting about different things, and I felt like it was an entertaining conversation to listen to, other than the fact that it was recorded on a microphone that was 100 feet away from them. You know what I'm saying? It was just like the sound was god awful. And if you weren't wearing, you know, earbuds cranked up so that you could hear them, you know, you weren't going to have much luck. But I feel like those are the ones that you should help, right? You're just like, no, your content's pretty good. You just need to improve your sound quality. And that's easy to do.
I think, yeah. Was that your point of bringing up that you listen to a new podcast? Was that you want to help them with their audio?
Yeah, I just don't. How do you send? Send an email to them? It's like I want to send an email to them.
I don't think you do. I think they just need to learn it on their own. They don't really need you to email them and say your audio is crappy. Like either they don't care. Or they know, and they will be working to fix it. They're just getting started. We all have to learn.
Okay.
I feel like I don't feel like your emails / tweets to these podcasts where you're like offering to, you know, sage wisdom. I generally speaking, I don't get the impression that they're well received.
Wait, who am I sending sage wisdom to?
I just in general, I can't tell you, but over the years,
hold on. The majority of correspondence that I have with other podcasts, like let's say, She's Not Doing So Well, which is now just the Not Well podcast or whatever, or some of the other newer podcasts that I listen to. Most of the correspondence I have with them is just telling them about Pride 48 and telling them that, hey, you can come over here and, you know,
okay, maybe I just, because the way you talk when you're talking about it, it's like, and I told them they should
now Bobby, you know, from She's Not
Equalization.
Yeah. So like Bobby from She's Not Doing So Well said, oh my God, your guys' podcast sounds really good. Can you give me some advice on how I can get ours to sound as good? So it's like,
came in your pants right then.
They were specifically asking me.
Like, I'm glad you asked.
Specifically,
I've got a 5-minute video on that. Just to watch my TED talk.
Oh, is it? Does Twilio do voice transcription?
Huh? What?
I see here that the...
By the way, I'm echoing back. My voice is echoing back from you as well, but I know you have the mix minusing done, so it must be coming through your headphones, but it's been happening a lot recently, and it's... I assume it's coming from your headphones, but...
You know, I'm old and I'm deaf, Adam, so my headphones are very loud.
So,
I've turned them down.
Anyway, awesome. Reach out to them and tell them that you know, have a listen to my podcast, boys, and see if you want me to help you with your audio.
No, I'm not going to do that. I won't. I don't, you know, I can't think of a way to do it. I can't think of a way to politely say to someone, you know, hey, I really enjoyed listening to your content. I just wish that I could hear it a little bit better. Have you thought about ...
Yeah, I think that's one of those situations where you just don't.
Yeah.
You just, you know, it's a hobby probably, and they're doing the best they can. Maybe they're poor.
I don't know. You know what I did get? What I did get from them is that they are very much into... They want to be a public couple, right? So they had a YouTube channel, which wasn't doing very well. And so now they're doing a podcast because, YouTube was so much work. And it's like, you know, the video was just so much work and blah, blah, blah. But they also have, you know, the Instagram and the TikTok. And I think one of them is... I mean, yeah, they're attractive, but I don't.
That's why they weren't successful.
I don't think you would find them attractive, but they were.
That your response sums up why they weren't successful on YouTube.
Now,
I find most successful YouTubers, to be hot.
Okay, what do you consider successful? Like, what level of?
I mean, success? Ones that can earn their living on YouTube is like. Young, hot, you know, whatever, you know, that are making, you know, it's your boy, whatever. Not all of them, but a large percentage of them.
Yeah, I would say that those people have easier, just like in everything else in life. Yeah, if you're very attractive, you're going
to
have an easier
time. If you're easy to look at,
yeah,
you know, you're going to do better on YouTube. I mean, even PewDiePie is not an unattractive guy. You know, nothing that he does do I find to be entertaining to watch, but he's like the highest earning YouTuber ever or whatever. So,
I was, when we were waiting for you this evening, I was playing a Danny Gonzalez video.
Oh, I don't know who he is.
Well, he's Danny Gonzalez. His YouTube channel is cryptically called Danny Gonzalez.
Well, I don't know this YouTuber.
Well, you should check him out. He's fun.
Okay. Danny. Mark says I have YouTubers of the month, but I don't really have a new one right now. I will say though, one of my favorite ones is Rhett and Link.
Yes.
And they're my age and, you know, so they're not hot young twinks or anything. Although I feel like when they started, they were closer to being hot young twinks.
I don't think the twink thing has a while. I will agree with you that they are attractive.
Right? Yeah.
But you don't have to be a twink. I think a twink is a gay thing.
I find them to be entertaining, though. I also watched this other guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Auntie Scott has posted. Have you seen The Hungry Fat Chick?
Yes, we've watched something on.
But my point is, an after show. She has 252,000 subscribers. She makes her living.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
That is making me hungry. That Sonic food.
The Midnight at Sonic?
Those burgers and the fries and the corn dogs, all of that looks so good. But I...
Hey, y'all. It's one of those nights...
Just so her breathing bothers me.
That's a
hey y'all.
That is a classic mistake that I feel both podcasters and YouTubers make, which is, here's this really cool intro that's got graphics and sound and, like, you know, it's like there's spinning graphics and it's coming out, tells you the topic. Extreme cravings, binge edition, music ends.
Hey, y'all.
It's like, here's this really big, energetic opening. Hey, y'all. dot, dot, dot. How you doing? Do you want to, let's see what she's going to eat.
One of those nights.
I actually find it kind of gross to watch people eat.
Late night.
We don't. No, I'm not going to watch her. I just want to know what she's going to eat.
Even listening.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Let's see what she's...
I battled the urge all day today.
The urge. She battled the urge all day. All day.
But ultimately, here I am. Here I am, so I figured I'd just share it with you guys.
Yeah, go ahead. Share it with us.
Threw the makeup on. Yep.
Yep.
That's what I do. Mm-hmm.
There are two enormous milkshakes. Excuse me.
Actually, I ordered the food first.
Oh, okay.
I ordered the food.
As opposed to the...
And made a split decision to say, you know what? I'm just going to shoot a video. You know?
Yeah.
And the thing is...
Yeah?
The really messed up thing is...
What?
I'm not even hungry.
Oh!
I'm not hungry.
What? She's not hungry and she's eating two double cheeseburgers and a...
You already found out what she's eating?
It's in the video.
I ate food today.
Thumbnail. That's in the Discord.
I did.
She usually tells us what she's like, takes the inventory. Here.
This is me giving in to an urge.
To make a video.
That I obviously have trouble. And a large chili cheese taco.
Oh, wait, I missed it. All right, here we go.
Oh, and there was two corn dogs.
All right.
This is me giving in to an urge.
An urge.
That I obviously have trouble ignoring.
Uh-huh. It's because you make your living off doing it.
Just a couple of napkins. Burger one.
Burger one.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Burger two.
Burger two.
Oh, and there was two corn dogs. Pretzel. Cheese. What was this even? I don't even know what this is. Churros. Three little churros.
Churros, Adam. So two burgers, a sandwich.
All-American hot dog.
A hot dog, three corn dogs.
And a large chili cheese tot.
And a large chili cheese tots.
I do like the cheese tots at Sonic. I don't
eat... And this is a... Snickers Blast.
A Snickers Blast
actually
milkshake.
That's medium, so.
That's medium?
Portion control.
That's medium?
Yeah, I'm mad at myself today. But you know what? I'm just going to enjoy the ride. Whatever. I'm just mad that I went all the way.
It's like a Betty Rubble laugh. Like,
oh my God! She ate at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, like last of a bag of
their chips. Menu is so large.
Did she eat everything?
No, I don't. She must not have. But it says the Cheesecake Factory celebration favorites. Oh, favorites. So not the entire restaurant. But
I wonder how much of that fan noise are actual fans.
She ate at Cane's recently.
I mean, her entire thing, she will eat anywhere that she can order takeout from. So it's like, if it's on Grubhub or DoorDash or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's not like she's driving to these places to get it.
Yeah. I mean, I like some of her fast food choices, but... who needs like two double cheeseburgers and two corn dogs and a hot dog and a... I would literally explode.
I Like, all right.
Also, when I eat too much, I immediately get diarrhea. I'm sorry. I know you people don't want to hear that, but if I overeat, I'm running to the bathroom.
Yeah, so. I'd like to think that I could eat a lot, but I couldn't eat two hamburgers. I couldn't eat two, like, double cheeseburgers. I couldn't do that. There's no way I would do that. I couldn't. I could eat a couple of corn dogs and a burger. I could do that. I could eat a burger and two corn dogs. I could do that.
Oh, I could do it. I mean, I eat a burger and I eat a double and a large order of fries, but so I'm assuming I could do a burger and a corn dog.
Yeah.
Maybe two. I'd probably have a stomach ache though.
No, there was this place in Georgia called Cookout. Let me find the menu for Cookout. This was the greatest. We used to go there for lunch like all the time. So it's a fast food restaurant in Georgia, and they have these like you get these meals, right? So you pick like a burger and then a side and a drink, right?
That too. Yes.
So you can choose your first thing, which would be either a small burger, chicken strips, corn dog, BLT, hot dog, or whatever. And then you can choose sides. And their sides include fries, hush puppies, onion rings, corn dogs, and chicken nuggets. Those are sides. I'm sorry, you got two sides. So you get your burger. So I would order a small burger and two corn dogs as sides, like both of them as sides, because I didn't like their fries. So it's like I would eat regularly. But here's the thing. The price of this, for how much would you pay for a small burger, two corn dogs, and a large drink?
When? Back when you were in high school?
No. This was when I lived in Georgia. So like what, 3 years ago?
A small burger.
Yeah, small burger, two corn dogs, and a large drink. What would you pay? What would you expect the price to be at a fast food restaurant for that today?
Somewhere between $8 and $13.
$4.99.
Oh.
$4.99. But you had to put up with the Bible verse being on the cup. Because they're very Christian and whatnot. So now, granted, these were not great burgers, but the corn dogs were good. So
I mean, I suppose you could get a corn dog for $1 at Sonic. So you like $2 for the corn dogs, and if it's like a McDonald's size burger, then maybe that's also $1.
I see Auntie Scott is posting a thumbnail of our latest video, the Mystery Villain Pen video.
What's that face that Zach's making?
He's disgusted by the villains.
Okay. You look like you're unsure of something.
You'll have to watch the video to find out.
It looks more, it looks like less like a disgusted face on your part and more like a, I mean, I don't know.
That thumbnail entice you to watch the video to see, wait, what is this all about? Why are they, what's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, when we're done with the after show, that's where I'm going to go immediately.
You're going to go to the WDW Aristocrats channel and check it out, huh?
Yeah.
I've still got two more fucking cruise videos to edit.
You know what bothers me? Yeah.
What? No, I don't. I don't know what
bothers me. So Auntie Scott just posted a YouTube with Trump, Randy Rainbow, and I don't remember the guy's name. Merrick Garland, yeah. Yes. And I just want to say, I am so annoyed by the fact that Trump is guilty of all of these things and he's still going to be able to run for president because nothing is going to happen to him. Like, that is so irritating to me. His business his what accountant or whatever, his like right-hand man,
the CFO of Trump,
pled guilty to all of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, Trump's hands prints are all over it, but he's just getting people to like take the fall for him.
I mean, welcome to America.
And he is never like, nothing is going to stick.
No.
Didn't they used to call him Teflon Don? Wasn't that a thing at some point?
Possibly. But I mean, keep in mind. All right. Do you know the story of Kenneth Lay?
I feel like I should, because the name sounds familiar, but nothing is coming to my brain.
So Kenneth Lay was the CEO of Enron. Do you remember Enron?
Yeah, I know there was some scandal and something happened and somebody was like embezzling or I don't know, doing something horrible, but I don't know all the details.
Okay. So, Enron did some really shady shit and they were getting nailed on this stuff. And, the security fraud, wire fraud, that, you know, the Justice Department was coming down on them and they were going to go to jail. Literally, Ken Lay was going to go to jail. Now, Ken Lay was also a billionaire. Ken Lay was going to go to jail. So he did every legal maneuver in the book to extend out his trial, like to keep, you know, stalling. So it's like there were years between the time that Enron was shut down and whatnot and the time that actually Ken Lay was supposed to go on trial. So he finally went into trial in 2006 and he was found guilty on 6 counts of conspiracy and fraud by the jury. The Judge Lake ruled that Lay was guilty of 4 additional counts of fraud and making false statements, right? And sentencing was scheduled for later that year in 2006 and later rescheduled to even later in the year. So October 23rd, 2006 was when his sentencing trial was going to take place, okay? Are you following that? October 23rd,
yes, I am.
2006, Ken Lay was going to go to jail, right? He was found guilty on all of these counts, and the judge is going to sentence him to jail. So this is not a case of, you know, oh, maybe he's going to go to trial, he'll get out of it.
Right.
He's already lost. There's no more appeals. He is going to go to jail. He's being sentenced. On July 5th, 2006, while vacationing in Colorado, the Pitkin County Sheriff's Department confirmed that officers were called to Lay's house, his Colorado house, he had many houses, near Aspen at 1:41 a.m. Lay was taken to Aspen Valley Hospital where he was pronounced dead at 3:11 a.m. The autopsy indicated that he died of a heart attack brought on by coronary artery disease, found evidence that he had suffered previous heart. Now, keep in mind, this was 5 months before his sentencing trial. He was not at his main home. He was in this vacationing home in this little town in Colorado where he was taken to the hospital, pronounced dead, and immediately they performed an autopsy, which is not something that happens. You don't ever perform an autopsy unless... So the point is, you immediately destroyed the dead body beyond recognition immediately after he was pronounced dead. There was a private funeral.
Yes.
A billionaire about to go to jail mysteriously dies away from his house where the hospital goes, oh, sorry, we went ahead and did an autopsy on him. And, what we said, he died of a coronary. That was him, though. We guarantee you that was him that died. And it's like, you're telling me? Immediately after that, a private funeral for about 200 people was held in Aspen, like 4 days after his house. And then, Adam, then the autopsied body was then cremated.
I mean, I would be okay with him fake dying because at least he wouldn't run for president again.
Well, my point is...
I don't care. Like, I just don't want him to run for president again.
He's
Although
not
I'm sure, though.
He's not going to run for president again.
Oh, he is.
He absolutely is not going to run for president again. Think about the risks involved in that, Adam. If he loses, there's no voter fraud, whatever that he can bang the drum on and everything. If he loses, he becomes a laughingstock in front of, all the people. It's like, he talks about running for president because that's a great way for people to donate money to him like they continue to do because he's a fucking grifter. And it's like, every time that he bangs the drum about running for office, let me ask you this. Why is Donald Trump the only ex-president in American history that regularly just holds rallies, like fundraising rallies, like the people come in and donate money to him?
Other than the money thing, I think he likes attention.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. He's both. So, he's a grifter. He's just a grifter. But he's not going to risk. He can't risk running for president because if he loses, then that, like, it will cause a mental breakdown in his brain. I mean, it's like that would cause him to implode.
Okay, we'll see. Somehow. I think he's going to run again. But
I don't.
We will see.
Here's the one thing. If he does run again, all right, I need to meet a lawyer that can help me with this. If he does run again, I'm going to sue him for violating the presidential term limits because he claims that he is still the president of the United States. He claims that Joe Biden didn't win the presidency. Trump won it and it was stolen from him and that he is the rightful president of the United States. Where I'm like, in my book, baby, that's two terms. So if you are saying that you're the president of the United States still, then you've served your two terms. You can't serve a third. I'm sorry. That's a violation of the presidential terms race. Thank you.
He would just say, yeah, but I was not allowed to serve, so it doesn't count.
There's no provision.
And then it would go to the Supreme Court, and because he, stacked the court with all those conservatives, they'd rule for him, and,
I mean, you're also talking about it like he's like some 50-year-old or something. The man is not in great health, and he's not a young spring chicken.
Also, the news is so negative. The news is so negative. I know I've said this a million times, but any news at all, regular like NBC, ABC, CBS, whatever, and MSNBC.
You do Fox, realize you do realize you're doing the same thing.
What? It's so negative.
No, Adam, some of the news, maybe even a lot of the news is negative. But as soon as you drop the everyone does it, every single one of them does, then you're running that risk. You're doing that thing that people do. Oh, all politicians are corrupt. Every single one of them. They're all corrupt. And so therefore, what's even the use? Why should I even care? They're all corrupt. It's like, no, they're not all corrupt. Maybe a majority of them are, maybe a lot of them are, maybe a few of them are, but you can't say all of them are. There are some people who are not corrupt.
It is a well-known fact, Daniel. In fact, I was listening to Freakonomics today and they did a replay of a prior episode they did earlier in the year where an economist did a study as to why U.S. media skews so negative. And they did a research where they actually took the words that were being said and even in newspapers, and they analyzed them.
Made word clouds.
And they were looking at COVID in particular for this study, and they said even if there was good news and some new scientific breakthrough had come out recently or whatever, all of the articles skewed negative. It was like 80% negative, 20% positive. And they said that was across the board, all of the newspapers, all of the. And so they were saying, yeah, they all skew negative.
Yeah.
And focus on the negative stuff and use negative language.
Because that's what people click on. And it's like now that newspapers can't run classified ads anymore because people can use the internet to run classifieds, and the classifieds were the primary source of income for newspapers. You end up with this case that the newspapers are forced to go online, and the only way that they're going to get people to click on their articles is if it's something that grabs their attention that they want to read. It's the exact same reason that the thumbnail for Zach and I opening mystery box, mystery pins, right? The thumbnail of that YouTube video is Zach with a crazy look on his face and me with a questionable look on my face. And you've got a pin that's in the middle that says mystery villain on it. It's like literally that is designed to get you to click and to look on it, right?
I don't watch news.
It's clickbait. Well, I think you should watch news.
So they're losing me because it just depresses me.
But the point is you need to be an informed person. And if you feel that you're depressed.
I would love to be if I could find one.
I'm going to give you three letters. And those three letters, you can listen to news and be worry-free.
NPR?
No. BBC. The BBC is one of the greatest news sources out there. It's like they're fair, they're balanced, they're heavily funded by taxes over there. So it's like, unlike our American news outlets that are basically have to cater to subscribers, to advertisers in order to make their money, the BBC is fully funded by the government. And so there's no, advertising.
I thought about trying a international type, because they also said in the same, not because of this, but I've heard this many different places, that European news tends to be more balanced than American news.
It also tends to be more international. Yeah.
Yeah.
But read the London Times, read the, get your news from the UK. Then you
I've seen Newsies. I've played in Newsies. So they're saying they think I would like Newsies, but I've played in Newsies.
All right. I feel like this is a Joe Patino. I have to ask our executive producer because he says it's no Hamilton. I feel like there was an episode of Throwing Down where Batance was just like,
you say you like Hamilton and Hamilton is blah, blah, blah,
because it's this cool thing where it's like, it's cool to hate on Hamilton because, you're an OG or something, or like you're somehow, artistically superior because this thing that's highly popular in pop culture.
I don't hate Hamilton, though.
No, not you. I'm saying Joe Batance. He's like, he was like, Joe was trying to make the point on that show that Hamilton was not that good. Hamilton's fucking great. So it's like, objectively, Hamilton is fucking great. You don't have to like it, but Hamilton is great. It broke so many different, attendance records and, award records and stuff like that. It's like Hamilton is by every objective measure that we use to measure the greatness of a Broadway performance, Hamilton, excelled at that. So you don't have to like Hamilton, but you're just sounding like a pompous jackass to say that, well, Hamilton's not that good. It's like
my reasons for initially not liking Hamilton were very old man reasons. It's like, I can't understand what they're saying in this thing. It's too fast.
They're talking too fast.
In the whole thing, I can't. But I had to watch it two or three times so I could actually understand what they were saying. Hey, Gary.
Hey, wait. Do they put Throwing Down on a free feed?
No. There's no free, not that I'm aware.
I feel like,
the live stream is free.
Here's the thing. I think I really enjoy Throwing Down. Even though I'm neurotic and I assume that whole section that he bleeped out this week, had something to do with me. So, they were talking about how you don't want to lose friends, and you're scared that if you say something mean, that you might lose a friend. And so that gives you a lot of anxiety and whatnot. And I assume the piece that was bleeped out was the fact that I left for 2 years.
That's because you always assume everything is about
you. I know. But it was one of those things where we didn't talk for 2 years, which I felt like was just as much you as me. I mean, you could have reached out to me and you didn't. And I could, it's like, I wasn't mad at you. I just, okay. you know, and I don't know that you were mad at me necessarily. I just, there was an awkward situation and neither one of us talked. And so we went a couple of years without talking to each other. But here's the thing. You know, I would never not be your friend, Adam. You and I have been best friends for forever.
I appreciate that. I was just telling him
it's like
that.
You're not going to say something that angers me and then suddenly I'm going, I mean, you may say something that angers me, but you're not, I'm not going to be like, well, I'm done. I'm done with Adam. No more Adam Burns.
But the point of the story was that in life, that's always a fear of mine, no matter who it is. It's a me problem, not an other person problem. And so I'm a people pleaser because I have this fear of rejection. And so, you know, and then he's like, well, why am I the one that you picked to
right, because, cuss out? Yeah, yeah. Because like, you don't care. You don't care whether he rejects you or not.
No, it's not that. Because Joe comes off, whether he is or not, he presents himself as not giving a fuck. Like, say whatever you want. Like, you're not going to piss me off. You know, whatever. That's how he, you know, true or not. And he and I, you know, and so I just feel freer to just, you know, like, cuss him out when I feel like he's being an ass. And
right. So before I forget, this is what I wanted. Yeah? This is what I wanted you to do.
What were you saying before you say that? You were saying, I know you were like, I really like throwing down.
Yeah, yeah,
I feel like
I am continuing. Yes, I am continuing that point. I really like throwing down, and I feel that you should just pitch this to Joe, because I mean, Joe makes his living off of Patreon subscriptions, right? And advertisers, yeah. And advertisers, and I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. I feel, though, that there is definitely a missed marketing opportunity here, because I feel you should release Throwing Down on the general feed, like maybe delayed a couple of weeks. Like, one of the perks of being the Patreon is that you'll get to hear them, you know, when they're more timely. But I feel like you've got enough back catalog of Throwing Down that you should start releasing Throwing Down, you know, from 6 months ago and further back over, you know, on the public feed, so people can get a taste, because then people will go, oh, I really like this. Yeah, I would pay a dollar. I don't know what Afterthought is. I think their minimum level is, let me find out. I'm going to go to Patreon right now. I think the minimum level for them, it used to be $1, but I think they've moved it up to like $3 now. Afterthought. So we're going here to the Patreon. Yeah. So a basic membership to Afterthought Media is $3 a month. $3 a month. So what is that a year? $36 a year. $3 a month. And that gives you Throwing Down, Genius Parade, The Tea, Being Alive Again, access to the Discord server, whole bunch of, you know, I think a lot of the other shows are in that tier. They're just not listing them in that tier. There are some, you know, higher level subscriptions, like $5 or $10 a month, where you can get access to other exclusive shows, right? But they're not shows with Adam Burns.
Yeah, I'm the cheap tier.
$3 a month. $3 a month. You get a whole bunch of extra stuff over there. I feel like if you release an old episode, you know, let's say 6 months.
Well, you should recommend that to him. I don't want to come across as I'm trying to, you know, this is his thing.
I was listening to Throwing Down, and he made some comment about Tom Bosley, and I immediately texted him at Wednesday. I was listening to it Wednesday at 12:20 p.m. So during my lunch, because I had just come back from my walk and I was listening to Throwing Down, and he made a Tom Bosley, and I texted him and I quote, Tom Bosley died in 2010. He has not responded to that, Adam. That was 3 days ago. He hasn't responded to that. So there's...
Well, you should call him and cuss him out. He really likes that. I will say, though, that at the end of the call, we were just having some normal conversation. Like, I cussed him out for a few minutes and then...
Yeah, I know. I heard the story.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But maybe the chat room didn't. So, we're also talking for the benefit of the chat room.
Are they still here? I forget.
Not all of them pay... No, maybe none of them pay for the paywall. So
okay. Gary in Portland did ask...
See, I called it a rummage sale. Sorry, a garage sale. Again, my southern, yeah. Rummage sale.
Rummage is a very southern thing. Gary asks, how/when can I listen to the Throwing Down live? You know, Gary is now an afterthoughter. Joe Batance gifted him an afterthought subscription for the year. So
we record every other Tuesday.
And you recorded this Tuesday.
And we recorded this Tuesday, so the next one will be not this coming week, but the following week. And we record it, generally we record at 6 p.m. my time. So 4 p.m. your time. And you have to listen to it. You can listen on pride48.com because I do stream it.
Oh.
But there's also a... an afterthought Discord. Yeah. He plays the audio in there. That's how he does all his.
Yeah, actually, I think we should talk about that at some point in time. I feel like next year for the final Pride 48 Live weekend, we need to figure out how to reverse our pipeline. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. We can talk about that.
No. I feel like if we reverse our pipeline, if we make Discord the primary audio, and then, because it's at a higher bit rate, and then we feed everything else, including the feed and stuff, from Discord. Because, let me tell you why, we can set it up in such a way that they can connect even while the other show is going on. So it's like they can absolutely hear exactly when the other show ends, and they can start playing their stuff. Right, you know what I'm saying? You actually have... Yeah. Two people in a studio,
it's possible to do. It just means like we have to have either a computer or something in the cloud running to be constantly listening to the Discord.
Oh, no. Yeah. We could do it just like I do right now. What I do right now when I repeat us on YouTube and Facebook and everything like that, I'm listening to the stream and then repeating that audio.
Right.
I could, and I'm also repeating it to Discord. So I can just reverse that where I'm taking the input is Discord, and then I send it to all the other places, including the butt, the
right.
So I can send it to
the butt.
I can send it to the butt. Sandy Plankton said it was called a butt.
Well, Gary, you don't have to have the Discord channel, but, cause I do restream it on Pride 48, but I think the Discord is free for anyone to join, so somebody could send you an invite.
Yeah, just email Joe and say you need the invite code for the Discord server.
How do you invite? I mean, I probably can invite.
Oh, so you go up to the, well, it depends on what the things are. You go to the server at the top, and then there's an invite. So go up at the very top left, there's the name of the server, and you just drop down that.
Oh, invite people.
Yeah, invite people.
Yeah. Gary...
In Phoenix.
What's his?
It's probably GaryBearden@gmail.com. That would be my guess.
No, I'm trying to see what's his Discord name.
A Gary in PDX.
He's not found. Did he not register?
Gary in PDX hashtag 5634.
No, nothing's coming up.
Okay. Well, just send it to his email.
Well, what I could do is just do this. I wonder.
Oh, you're just going to invite everyone. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. There it is.
Go ahead. Join Afterthought Media, everyone.
Join Afterthought Media. There you go. And then it'll just show up. I don't know how you get on Discord, Gary, but it should show up as a separate server on the left-hand side. So Pride 48, you see the P with the purple around it.
Yeah.
level 13. You see the 13.
Do you only have one? Huh? Is Pride 48 literally your only Discord server that you're a
member? No, I'm in level 13 and I'm in.
Oh, okay. Well, then you know how. Yeah, then you know how it works.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know.
There's the gayish porn channel I have right here.
He could be using a mobile app. He could be using the website. Like, I don't know. It may look level different.
13. There's the Pride 48. There's the Disney Pin Blogs Discord server. There's the Daily Tech News Show Discord server that I'm a member of. Also, my nephew and
I. Pokemon, like a local Pokemon server.
No, but here's my D&D group. We have a Discord server. I was playing around with Dolly.
And there's a, Gary, there's a throwing down channel. So you have to look for the throwing down channel, and then that's where we chat when we record. It's in that channel.
Are you a big fan of Dolly?
Pardon?
No, the Dolly Mini.
Dolly Mini.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you not familiar with Dolly?
Oh, are you talking about the AI?
Yes.
Am I a fan?
Jesus Christ. Why is it
of an AI?
I mean, have you played with it? Do you know what it does? Are you?
Well, no, first of all, I don't remember knowing about Dolly 1 at all. But recently Dolly 2 has come out and it's a limited beta, and all of these YouTubers have been doing videos where they're like, "Oh, can it make art better than someone I hire on Fiverr?" and like all this kind of stuff, right? So I sent an email to get on the waiting list. Mm-hmm. But I have not gotten an invite, and I didn't know about trying Dolly 1, but I thought, why would I want to try the original one when there's a new one? So I know what it is, but I haven't played around with it because I'm waiting on like an invite or whatever. But I assume you've played around with it.
I have.
But not 2, 1.
Yeah. With the Mini. Yeah. And there it's a misnomer. It's not the same code base. It's just they happen to name them the same thing. I'm looking for where's the goddamn. I guess they've rebranded it now as Crayon. But it does some horrifying things.
Oh, okay. Not to change the topic, but no, I haven't played around with it. But I was going to ask you, and I'm going to forget if I don't say it now, because yes. I forgot earlier.
Yes.
Do you guys use... So one of the things I struggle with at work, unrelated to hating my job, just me personally that I struggle with, is I'm not very organized. And so I will forget... I constantly keep things in my brain. Oh, I need to email this person. Oh, I need to... Here's this thing I need to do. Oh, I've got to set up a meeting with so-and-so. I've got to do all that, right? And I've tried using like tasks inside Outlook, and they just build up and I don't do anything. And I can't. So I was looking at, and it probably will be the same situation, honestly. But I was thinking maybe because we have Microsoft 365 and we have all those apps on the side. And I thought maybe I could use Planner. I probably won't. But anyway, what I was going to ask you is, do you have any experience using Planner? And do you find that to be a good tool for keeping yourself organized on like things that you need to do, basically?
So the thing I don't like about Microsoft Planner is it's too heavy. So yes, I've used Planner, and yes, it, you know, for Teams, you know, where you're working on a project with several other people and you have milestones and things that need to be tracked that way. It's really good, like, because it ties in with the task manager right inside of Teams and whatnot, and you can see in an Outlook and you can see your Teams. I find that to be too heavy for what I want. Also, it's not available on all the platforms that I am at. So when I think of something that I want to put on my to-do list, I may not be at my desk, right? So I want to also be able to jot that down on my cell phone and have it go to the same place. And Planner's cell phone app is shit.
Okay.
So what I use and what I would suggest for you to give a shot at is Microsoft To-Do, which is a much lighter weight to-do list, but it's a to-do app, but it also ties into tasks. Like it ties in, you know, you can track it from inside of Teams and whatnot. I mean, what you do here is think of it as an infinite number of to-do lists. So I have a personal to-do list, right? I have a work to-do list. I have a mix minus to-do list. I have a Disney, don't do Disney to-do list. I have a, there's several different projects at work that are software projects that I'm tracking, like, you know, enhancements and bugs that I need to work on. I have, you know, different to-do lists for each one of those. I have a 5-minute Friday to-do list. I have my one-on-one with my boss to-do list so that when I think about something that I want to talk to my boss about on my next one-on-one, I just jot it down there because I'll forget it otherwise. And it's really dead simple because I can keep all those lists, right? I can search through, you know, all of them, but I can just go and look at it. And when I just click that it's done, you know, when I check off on it, it puts the time and the date that it was done and it puts it down in history. I can go back and look and see where things were. And it's just, it's for me, it's great because it ties into Outlook, it ties into Teams, and it also is available on my phone and on my desktop and on my iPad. And so it's like anywhere I'm at, I can put in a to-do list item that is then available everywhere else that I'm at.
Okay. Well, I'll look at that. I mean, we have that as well. I just...
Thank you.
I was looking today. Kathy Marshall says, I don't think this is a problem that is solved by another app. Well, I need something to help me be more, unless I, it just means I need to be more disciplined.
Okay. So I went to Dolly Mini and I gave it the prompt. Let me make sure that I get this right. I gave it the prompt. Oh, where are you written? Old man uses Discord.
Got it. And it was a picture of you?
Old man uses, I feel like Johnny Carson. Old man uses.
You should hold an envelope up to your forehead.
Here's what Dolly came up with. So Adam, give me a prompt. Give me a prompt. Tell me.
Looks like an old man holding a Subway sandwich on his shoulder.
Yeah, he's trying to use Discord. Yeah.
With a sub?
I don't know. Give me some more. Give me a thing, Adam. Give me a prompt.
A 44-year-old man plays trumpet.
A 44-year-old gay man plays the trumpet at church. I think that's
about not nearly as good as Dolly 2, by the way.
Oh, no. Dolly 2 is a much higher resolution and it's much better.
It looks like actual art. Like you actually,
I mean, Dolly Mini comes up with there were 6 different iterations of Old Man. I just chose one to put in the chat room. I will put the grid for this. So Dolly Mini is now thinking about it. It's like a 44-year-old gay man plays the trumpet at church. That is the prompt. It has been thinking on it for 36 seconds, 37, 38, 39, 40 seconds that it's been contemplating this conundrum in its brain. Trained on 2 million different discrete pieces of artwork. I don't know that the gay man part came through here. It definitely latched on to the at church. So all...
Okay.
Let me share my screen here with you.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's definitely locked in on the church theme, right?
I mean, the faces this thing makes from Nightmares.
Yeah, and that is
like part, Freddy Krueger or something.
That is absolutely part of the Dolly Mini code, is it obscures faces. Like, it does not produce good faces. And they do that on purpose because they don't want people to deep fake celebrities or whatever. It's like, so their faces are never real.
Well, they're gory looking. Someone is like, beat that guy's face with a meat tenderizer or something.
All right, I'm going to get rid of I'm going to get rid of at church. Let's see what we have here. 44-year-old gay man plays the trumpet. Let's see if it comes out with some. Oh, I lost those. So I can't post one in the chat room. Sorry, chat room. Let me explain to you. It basically gave us 9 pictures of horrifying looking creatures playing trumpets in a church. They were all in churches, though. It's like
I put a small dog plays with a toy. It gave me an abomination. I don't think I can. It says the message is too long. I may have to download it and then.
No, just click on the one from the grid. Click on the one that you want to copy and then just right click and copy image. And then you can paste that in Discord.
I need to delete this. How do I?
Here we go, Adam.
Like an old
44-year-old gay man plays the trumpet.
The faces on this thing are just like nightmares.
But that's part of their... that's why you're on the waiting list for the better one, Adam.
it's horrible. Oh, it's horrible. I don't...
What's that?
Bullshit. This is it.
There we go.
Look at that dog. it's like 5 different dogs mashed together.
It's horrifying.
It's like half a wolf or a fox is what I meant. And then like there's a body of like a corgi. And then there's a half of a... I don't know, part Shih Tzu, part cat. Something else on one side, and then like...
Part cat.
There's some... I don't know. It's crazy.
Even the toy looks like demonic.
Yeah, it's...
Like it looks like some kind of space alien mine. You know what I'm saying?
This
Sonic...
This one is better.
It's the Sonic... Quickly, throw the Sonic mine at it.
But even that one... It's like weird, like no neck dog with like weird, like.
But you and I both know that there are other versions of this.
That are amazing. Dolly, I've seen on YouTube, it's amazing.
They're amazing. And there's another one out there. I forget what it's called, but it's one that you can download yourself and run on your video card, on your GPU. And it's, then you're not having to wait for these. Yeah, but here's what I'm excited about, because I produce a lot of content where I need stupid pieces of artwork. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You think this is good enough quality to use?
No, not this. I'm waiting for those higher resolution ones to become available for everybody, because I'm going to love that. I'm going to love being able to, I'm posting on our learning series SharePoint page, whatever, somebody talked about their graphical UI component library. It's like, I'm jonesing for the day that I can type in, component library.
Oh, they're going to figure out how to monetize that, though.
I don't care.
They have tokens.
No artwork, no clip art library in the world is going to give me component library or whatever. It's like, I need, you got to have the thumbnail image on the SharePoint page or else it looks wrong. So you got to pick something to put there. So it's like, all right, I put in, Adam, are you ready for my prompt?
Yes.
A gay man records a podcast.
Okay.
Here's my favorite one. I'm gonna put my favorite one in the chat right now. Wait, what was that one? What was that last one with the
literally just travel agent?
All right, a gay man records a podcast and it produces. Look, that's good enough to be album art.
It could be if it wasn't. I mean, it could be. But it would be so much better if it was sharper, like not so, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. The resolution / sharpness /
Here's its next attempt at it. A gay man.
That's closer to me playing trumpet than the when you did the.
Now, I don't know why this gay man is a skeleton.
Yeah.
But so far, they definitely seem to have the microphone idea of recording a podcast, yeah. as well as some kind of coloration of the gay flag, right? Yeah. All right, here's the next one. A gay man records a podcast. Now,
oh, that's Blind Guy Jay.
Now, I'm not sure if it's the flowery shirt that makes him gay or what, but it's, you know.
So I put in Big Fatty Eats Bacon. So I want to see.
Can I show you the nightmare one? Gay man. Records a podcast. Here's the nightmarish one.
Daniel, is that couple from the new podcast that you've been listening to? No wonder they didn't make it on YouTube. Also, doesn't it look like the guy on the right is cradling a penis? And his, like, doesn't that look like a really big, like, horse penis or something? And his...
Maybe he's been edging. Wait, Kathy Marshall, what is that? Oh, and that's a regular picture.
No, this is what it gave me for Big Fatty Eats Bacon.
Okay, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see.
It's just a burger. Like, I mean, the patties look kind of like dog poo. I don't know. There are no people. I mean, I guess it doesn't know Big Fatty.
It's not going to. I would say a coal miner records a podcast.
Older gay man.
Eats bacon.
Eats bacon while podcasting. Make it as, you know, complicated as possible. What?
As specific as possible. Old gay man with a mole on his left cheek.
His left testicle.
Anyone have anything they want to see Dolly draw that I can...
They've all just lost interest, they probably. It's like, this is an audio podcast. What are you guys doing?
You're literally making... Oh, yeah, by the way, a level 13, folks. You'd have to go scroll back up in the Pride 48 live chat room to see the pictures that we're posting here.
We don't delete this stuff. I mean, yeah, I don't know how far back you can go.
Oh, but I think you can go back pretty far. Yeah, you can go back all the way.
So like day one?
Yeah, probably. I did do a little bit of cleanup of the channels. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but I moved the general chat down to the bottom of the list with a general chat archive. Because it's like, we already have a chat channel. We don't need another general chat channel. That's confusing. So we have the chat channel, we have the Porn 48 channel, we have a tech help channel, and we have a Wordle Word channel. No, Wordle World channel. And then we have a general chat. That's all right. Daniel. No, wait. Yes, I want to see.
Oh my God. It is.
An old gay man.
It is an old gay man podcasting while eating bacon. Also, it looks similar to Big Fatty. They were like the haircut. I mean, he doesn't have a beard. Like
or a nose that's the size of a swollen prostate. That's a great
this
fruit
one,
nose.
This one's horrific.
Where's the bacon? Where exactly is the bacon? Although I think that is Big Fatty's microphone. That is the actual microphone that he uses.
Here's another horrible one. Look at that. And then this one.
So many of these are accurate.
And then this one. This one here. Oh, no, this could be if Fatty was very frustrated while podcasting.
Yes.
That last one could be
PWF, podcasting while frustrated. I feel like I should give one more here. I feel like I should do one more before we say goodnight. Is anyone even watching? Nobody cares, right?
There are people listening.
No, I'm just saying, does anyone in the chat room actually even give a shit about this? Should we just like leave?
One of them looks like a monkey. I don't know where they got animal from in anything I was saying, but one of them looks like a monkey.
A famous doctor.
We saw your pic, Gary.
On a gay cruise. Yes, I didn't understand. So you saw, this is your view on the way to church tonight.
I think he's saying the guy was cute.
Oh, the guy's not, I mean, not really, but okay. Whatever floats your boat. Like, I feel like he's looking right at her and it's like, hey, I'm good.
Oh, see, if it, any scent of straightness on a guy and Daniel is automatically like, yeah. You know, if a comedian is straight, no, Daniel is not going to go to his show. He's going to complain about it. How can you even listen to a straight comedian? Like, it's going to be, you know. I bet he's a homophobe. I bet if I went up to him in a urinal, he would.
He made a joke about being afraid.
What are you going to post? I thought you were going to do something else.
I did. A famous doctor on a gay cruise.
Oh.
I was waiting for it to draw, and it has completed its task.
Oh, it's thinking.
Do you know what I'm referencing, right? Dr. Wesley Stone is currently on a gay cruise.
I didn't know he was
with Big Fatty.
Okay. Apparently there's some tribute to me on the Wednesday show that I need to listen to.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. A famous doctor.
Oh my God, it's Wes Stone.
On a gay cruise. Yeah.
For those of you who've never seen Wes Stone, there he is.
Yeah, some of these pictures are just, I don't get the gay cruise piece at all. They're just pictures of doctors. They're just pictures of doctors. So with hideous faces, like with just hideous,
yeah,
hideous faces. Like, tell me, what about this image that I'm posting right now?
You remember the movie?
What about this image evokes gay cruise to you? Like exactly what?
Well, he's kind of raising an eyebrow. Have you ever seen the movie The Mask?
Yes.
Or Mask.
Yeah, with Jim Carrey, yeah.
No. The one Cher is in it.
Oh, that one. Yeah, the elephant boy. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And all of these photos are like, they're like a concept art for the character that's going to play that role.
Again.
You know?
They're purposely not doing faces.
Are they purposely, or is it just not good at that?
Do you know?
Because I've seen Dolly 2 does real faces.
Have you ever heard of a website called This Person Does Not Exist?
Yeah, I've heard of that. And then they always end up looking like they're missing a chromosome. basically.
So if you go to thispersondoesnotexist.com, it produces a random imagine, not a real person. Look, there. Tell me, does that look like they're missing a chromosome?
Oh, no, it must have gotten better, because when it first came out, they looked like an eye would be kind of off or, you know, whatever. No, she looks like...
Does this look like a deformed person? It's like, no. Literally, it's... I'm just hitting refresh. It's like you can just sit there and hit refresh all day long, and they're... These are not real people. These people do not exist. These are computer-generated faces. And the way that it happens is actually quite fascinating. And it's probably too late for me to explain this now or whatever. But it's a GAN system. Have you heard of a GAN system?
Yeah, Generative Adversarial Network.
And what does that mean, Adam?
It's a network that's generative and adversarial.
So,
well, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would guess,
yes,
that it's generating the images based off of a network of input of some sort of, you know, images that it's looking at. Mm-hmm. I don't get quite the adversarial part.
Ah, here, let me explain to you.
But, the adversarial part. They're fighting each other. Yeah. But anyway,
so in the world of, machine learning, right? What you do is you train a specific machine learning task.
Yes.
Like, let's say identifying cats. Like, so you have a huge raft of photos of cats in different places and whatever, you know, all around the room or whatever, and that you're training this machine learning set to identify the cat. So you put in the picture, the machine guesses at where the cat is. You then correct the machine as to where the cat is. And then you do that several times. And over time it gets better, right? It becomes an expert at identifying cats in photos, right?
Yes.
Not using, like, we didn't tell it. We didn't say to it, hey, a cat has two ears and whiskers or whatever. We just said, hey, here's where the cat is. Here's where the cat is. Here's where the cat is. This is a cat. This is a cat. This is a cat. Here's where the cat is in this picture. And it creates its own data set, and it finds patterns that we would never have ever thought of and never ever saw, right? But it gets really, really good at identifying cats. So a generative adversarial network, there are two computers. One of them has been trained on what a human face looks like. Like, this AI is expert at picking out a human face. It's like, yep, that is a human face. Nope, that's not a human face because it's not realistic enough, or it doesn't have, you know, or something's missing. And then the second computer is told, hey, create a human face. And so it starts creating human faces based off of it needs to have two eyes and a nose and a mouth and
whatever. Oh yeah. And then the AI that's been trained tries to guess which one.
No, the AI that has been trained and is an expert in human faces will now guide the other one into what is and isn't.
This one's good.
Yeah. No, that is a human face. Nope. That's not a human face. That's not a human face. Right. That's not a human face. And what happens is that they can do that trillions of times in a day. So it's like, over a very short period of time, the secondary computer that is being trained by the AI, essentially, is becoming an expert at drawing human faces, at creating human faces. So it's really kind of cool the way it works, is like these two computers are, one was trained by human beings, the other one was told by human beings how to make something, and then they just start tweaking each other back and forth. And it's just a really, really cool concept. It's been done in a lot of different places. But yeah, This Person Does Not Exist is a fascinating website. Just because literally
most of them are not very attractive, though. I mean, I've been refreshing quite a bit. And yeah? I mean, the girl that you posted was attractive. But other than that, I haven't been able to get very many attractive, people.
What do you consider attractive? Like, I consider this guy as attractive. Is he attractive? He's got a kind of a Hugh Laurie look to him.
He's not ugly, but I wouldn't say.
Oh, you wouldn't say he's attractive? Man. I would.
I mean, if I was in a room and I saw him, I don't know if I would go, oh, that's an attractive man, but.
Really? I would. That's okay. What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You and I have very subjective. I every time I'm refreshing here, it seems to be women. I'm getting an entire string of women.
Oh my God, it's Joey Buhecker. I thought the people were not supposed to exist.
That's not Joey. The weird thing is, I thought the same thing when I saw it, because we're seeing the same faces as we're refreshing. He's attractive. You didn't like the Latino guy?
This guy here? Oh, you can't see my mouth. The guy at the very bottom? With the sunglasses?
No. This guy. I just hit refresh. You do realize when we hit refresh, we're seeing the same image. But it's like, that guy. He's attractive.
Oh, I haven't seen that guy. Yeah, he's attractive.
Well, he's already gone. Now we're on a little child. Now we're on.
No, we're not on the same.
We are. Thing. Yes, we are.
These are randomly generated.
Not randomly generated per person. They're randomly generated every second. And then when we refresh, we're hitting the same ones.
We're not, because I had
that same Joey Buhecker on my screen when you found him.
Okay, but the one you posted, I've never seen.
No, because you stopped. It again, it refreshes every second. You stopped refreshing.
Okay, I'm refreshing. Post the one that you see right now.
Wait, right when?
Oh, he's cute. What?
Nothing. I don't know what to... All right. Yeah, no, he is cute. This website has come in invaluable. I have a porn Twitter account, like a Twitter account that only has porn on it, and I didn't want to have a faceless image, so I like sat and refreshed on this person doesn't exist until I found someone that was attractive, and I just used that as my profile picture.
I will say this. These look so real that you can't. You could not prove to me that they're not really a person. There's not really a person, even if it's not an actual photo of a person. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you a lot of people look like that in the world.
Yeah.
Like you could, that photo not
exactly,
that I just
posted, not exactly like that, but yeah.
Well, maybe not down to the hair, but right. There could be twin level human to any of these photos.
Could be. But there's probably not.
I mean, you can't say. There are so many people on the planet. You can't for sure say.
No, you can't. Every
photo it's generating.
You can't for sure say that there's not someone else somewhere in the world that looks exactly like you.
Right. Well, there is. I mean, there probably is. It's very likely. There are doppelgangers. It does. That does exist in the world.
But they're even in the ones like, all right, so you posted this guy. This cute guy in the chat.
Yep.
I mean, there are like flaws in that that would alert you to the fact that this is computer generated. Like, look at the shading underneath his chin to the bottom left of the photo there. That's very, very clearly some kind of weird pixelation stuff.
Sure.
That I would be like, no, that's not real. Probably some stuff around the hair that doesn't quite gel. But this is what happens, right? You got a computer that's really, really good at identifying human faces and another one that's trying to learn, and they're, you know, over time, they get better.
Oh, this one's not bad either.
To their credit, look. I'm going to post the picture that's on my screen right now. See? We're seeing the same. It generates one every second, and then it just shows everyone those images that are generated every second. It's just that we don't often hit refresh at the exact same time. Like, he looks cute in a youth pastor-ish kind of a way.
Well, you know, I have a thing for youth pastors.
I know. Yeah, I know.
So, it's right, you know.
Oh, look, this one is about the right age to date Joe Batanz. So, that's about right.
That one, he reminds me of somebody or of like an actor or something.
I will say one of the funniest things about Throwing Down this past week was Joe repeating no less than 13 times the fact that he wasn't bothered by being snubbed by someone, even though the thing happened 2 years ago and he continues to bring it up all the time. And it's just like, I'm not bothered by it though. I'm not bothered by it. No, I'm not bothered. Really, I'm not bothered by it, but I'm going to continue to talk about it here in this example and blah, 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 blah. And I don't understand what was going on. I'm not bothered though. I'm not bothered by it. I'm not bothered by it. It was just like,
oh, I think he totally is bothered.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it's like, I know, if you're not bothered by being snubbed by someone, why are you continuing to bring it up at every opportunity? It's just like,
also when he was talking about the guy who lied to him, who was on meth and then was like doing some crazy stuff, and then now they stopped being friends or something, and then now they are, but the guy is saying that stuff never happened. And Joe's like, well, I mean, I don't care, like, it's not a big deal. But I think it is a big deal. Because he said it over and over again, but yeah.
Yeah. Here's one for you. This one's definitely, like, this, if I told Joe Batanz that this guy, like, hit me up on Grindr, Joe would be jealous.
Yeah, that looks like, well, nobody specific, but.
But he looks like he could be 18.
A Leonardo DiCaprio-esque sort of.
He looks like he could be 18. Do you ever watch Euphoria?
No, I
hadn't seen it, and then I watched it the other night.
Based on the descriptions, I thought I might not like it.
Yeah, that was my thought. I was like, you know what? But I had nothing else to watch, so I just watched one episode of it. 6 hours later, when I was, you know, it was time to go to bed, and I had watched, just binge watched 6 hours of it. It's a really good show. I just ended season one.
That's why I haven't watched Breaking Bad, is because I generally don't like drug culture, things focusing on drugs, yeah, and the use of them and the selling of them and the crime related to that. Like, I don't really, so I haven't, but everyone's like, oh no, it's so good. And I, you know, so.
I mean, this has a lot, Euphoria has a lot to do.
And with Ozark is all around drug cartel and everything else. And I loved Ozark. So although I don't, spoiler alert, if anybody hasn't seen it, I don't like that they killed Ruth at the end.
Yeah. But
What the hell? I thought they were going to give Ruth a spinoff or something. She was my favorite character.
She was your favorite, but think about how many horrible things she did.
At the end.
Yes, think about how many horrible things she had done, though. Yeah, you cared for her because she was a character and they were giving you some kind of a redemption arc, but she never actually really redeemed. And she was responsible for, like, killing people. She electrocuted her uncle.
This looks like a comedic actress that is currently working. With just a different haircut. I can't think of her name, but it looks like a comedic actress that I've seen.
So it could be, if you really think about it, publicly available pictures that they were training this AI on are going to skew heavily towards famous people, because famous people have more pictures of themselves on the internet, right? It's like, if I'm going to train it on data of, you know, human faces, well, and I need 2 billion different photos of human faces, eventually I'm going to hit celebrities, right? Because they have photos that I can license to use, right? I can't just go to Google Photos and steal people's home pictures or whatever, because I don't have access to those. So the pictures that I have access to are the ones that you would find on Google Image Search or something like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy Marshall. It is called a bias. One of the most famous examples of that was in Google. They had trained this AI to recognize objects in Google Photos, which, by the way, is the same thing that if you go to Google Photos right now, photos.google.com, to your personal Google Photos, and you type in anything, it will find photos of them. So like, I do that all the time, like license plate, and it will find the picture that I took of a license plate 6 years
ago. Yeah.
It's like, you know,
I'll go in there and say dog so I can see pictures.
Right, exactly.
Of, like Sydney,
but
or
the early versions of that algorithm, as it was starting to label things, they found out that it was labeling African-American faces as monkey. Because this was the selection bias through nobody's fault. Other than just ignorance, the data that they were training it on just didn't have any black people in faces.
It was based on old episodes of Lancelot.
No, it's like all of the faces were just Caucasian. It was just really good at identifying Caucasian faces, but it didn't have enough diversity in the faces for it to understand that, oh, wait, no, this is a human. This is a black person. This is not a monkey. And so that's, you know, a very embarrassing yet famous case of training bias.
You know what I just realized? Over half an hour ago, we lost Cyclone.
Yeah.
He didn't even say bye.
You sure?
I scrolled up. There's no bye.
Goodbye, Cyclone. Maybe
did he have a heart attack and keel over?
Do you require him to be here? Are you?
No, I don't require him to be here. It's surprising. Usually he's here till the bitter end.
This is the, I think we've killed this. I think Kathy Marshall is the only person still there. I think Lamont Cranston has long since fallen asleep. Auntie Scott is eating his chili by this point in time. Oh no, Auntie Scott is here. But
he is eating his chili.
Yeah. I don't think anything that we're saying is really of any interest to anyone, and we should probably just say goodnight. So, Adam?
Well, as a palate cleanser here, there is a cartoon cat.
What was the prompt for that?
Cartoon cat.
Oh. I mean, I can see that. I can see that being a cartoon cat.
Yeah.
Anyway, Adam, I'm going to go try out my new lawnmower tomorrow, so I'll have to report back to let you know how that works. And, but have a good night.
Let me know.
Tell Mittens I said hello.
I will.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.